down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
In the world, yeah. You know, but to me, it's like, it's
just too
it
much.
Waters down everything.
It waters down.
Exactly, where you're like, well, I need this guy to do well, but like not too well.
Yeah, I need him to get 7 points or I'm going to beat my wife.
Yeah, right.
I really like that that's the opening of the first edition of the Fall 2022 TSL Podcast. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Joe Kay. Coming to you from you live at, actually, we're at the Angry Buffalo. We're in that side room. That's why it's a little echoey. That might just actually stoke the fears that Topper is gone, but I can guarantee you he's not dead. I talked to him today as I got all the cool podcast stuff from him. But I got to tell you, things happen this offseason. I am joined to my right by Jeff Kroll. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Joe.
Now, Jeff is kind of the new Topper. let's just call it. We're a little bit more JKSL this season than we have been in years past. But Jeff has been burdened by Patrick to basically be in charge of talking to you people constantly when you whine and complain about schedule requests and rosters and all that jazz that you're going to do, even though you should have known a long time ago to get stuff in at certain times. We also have, well, I mean, she's a regular contributor. She's basically my co-host now. Aren't you my co-host now? Is that what we are now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sexy. Emily 2.0. Emily Schilling is here. She's here. She's filling in. No, she's not filling in. That's just her spot now. She's probably going to be in the intro when I remake it. It's going to be really, really exciting. She'll be here for the entire year. Super pumped about it. And then our guest today, we only have one guest because, well, this week was a lot. We'll talk about it in a minute. But don't call him the head of officiating, but call him the head of officials.
That's
our,
right.
Our referee schedule maker himself. He's learning Excel just for you. Garrett Beeson's here.
It's Google Sheets, but yeah. I'm not a fan.
My mistake.
Yeah.
My mistake. But yeah, welcome, Garrett. You know, let's just start with that. Garrett, everybody knew last year that Coach Jay was leaving us from his position as the actual head of officiating. That's just because he knows the rules, by the way.
Yep.
And he proceeded, because he's having a child anytime soon, that he's just like, not going to really be around. So you came along and stepped up. I just want to know, what made you want to do that, bud?
I just see a lot of the work that goes on with the league, and I work remotely, so I told Topper, like, it's not, like, that hard for me to spend, 10 minutes here or there throughout the day on it. So
right.
I've organized, after this I have a basketball game I'm a captain of, so just, like, one team captaining a team, you know, that's enough organization. So I can imagine, like, an entire league, the work that goes into it. So to do something, I've been in this league 10 years now, I've gotten so much out of it, so I was happy to do it.
I mean, I think I can speak for everybody that we're just thankful that you did it. It's cool. I mean, actually, I'll say this to a lot of people. I don't know about you, Jeff, but I've talked to many people this offseason who kind of heard the rumblings that we're going to be doing a little bit more, Topper's going to be doing a little bit less. And a lot of people came up to me, at least, and was just like, hey, if you need any help, let me know. Let me know what I can do. What is it? Like, I want to help the league out more. Did you experience that yourself?
Absolutely. I think that says a lot about, like, the type of, like, weird loyalty that we inspire as a league, that people are willing to take on these tasks. Which, you know, it's a bunch of work behind the scenes. Every week, Garrett has to, you know, kind of coordinate this information for dozens of people as far as, like, their times and all that stuff. And it's a headache, honestly. So the fact that people are willing to step up and just volunteer their time and do this for us really shows, like, the kind of great people that we have in the league.
Yeah, and if it wasn't me, it would have been probably 5-10 other people, so.
But they wouldn't have done it as good, Garrett.
Oh, no. Plus, like, I mean, Garrett, you've been on this show. You come on at least once a season. For your podcast, and every time you either say it during the show, during your, like, final thoughts, or both, where you're just like, referee, we need help. You're already kind of, like, built for this role. You didn't even realize it. Every time is thank you, people who are refereeing, good for them. I'm gonna shame everybody who's not reffing because they're on two all that stuff.
Yeah,
so, you were kind of built for this, bud.
Oh yeah.
So, and then Emily, so you're coming on. I mean, you've been my, like, backup co-host for what, 5 years now.
Yes.
And now you're just here. You know, I said I needed a co-host who can be there every week, which is cool. I mean, that's not meant to be a shot at Trish. She just fell in love, and life happens, and what are you going to do? That's just, you never know when that's going to happen to you. So there's no ill will there, but, like, now you're here, and you're more than happy to do it because you don't have school and you got your cool claw hand now, and that's pretty neat.
Claw for the rest of the season.
Fantastic. Sorry about that. But yeah, so in terms of podcast stuff, because we got a lot of stuff to cover of like changes and stuff from this sort of tumultuous offseason. It was just a lot packed into one, which we'll get into in a second. Yeah, the podcast is more than likely going to be done here. I kind of think it'd be cool to do it after the games, like on Saturday.
Ooh.
Maybe even have like a few people stop in. Like we can get a new person in there to talk about themselves like we normally do. But even if like, Garrett, you're the only person I see that played at noon. Come in and talk about your game so we can talk about that and just kind of like do it in pieces. That'll be a lot more work on my end for like chopping it up and stuff, but it might be a little bit easier than the way we do it now and cut it, you know.
I think that'd have some cool energy. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
For sure. And we don't have to commit to a whole season of that. We can just try it on a Saturday and see if it
exactly.
works out.
Exactly. Yeah. Because like, I imagine that door just being flung open and somebody new coming in. Hey, let's talk about it. You know, like, let's just go that way. And I think that'd be a lot of fun. I don't know. There's a lot of ideas there. I know a lot of people want to be on the podcast, but it's harder for them to come in during the week. Also, a lot of people couldn't make it to, you know, Sanborn in a while. So if we're not going to be there, that might help.
This is more essential.
I mean, you do need
yeah.
your password to go out there. I get it.
Yeah, you need your exactly. So... it's not as fun and glamorous than playing with dogs and the pool, but it's still where we're at, so we'll figure that out. But anyway, yeah, back to the offseason and all these changes. Like I said, Topper's not dead. A lot of people asked me, even though we didn't have a full league yet this week, like I said, we only had like 19 or 20 games, but a lot of people wanted, where's Topper? What's he doing? Blah, blah. Topper didn't show up. He was sitting at his home, watching the Bills game, hanging out. He was doing his thing. Now, Jeff, you can speak to it too, because you talked to him a whole bunch about it, but... It's not that he's leaving the league. Don't think everything's over. It's not, oh, my God, Topper's gone too, whatever.
Yeah.
He just kind of needed a break. Plus, I believe he's going to Ireland for most of, like, at least a big chunk of
the
season.
Yeah, between, like, Ireland and, you know, he's got that house in Ellicottville he wants to go up to in the fall. He just has a bunch of stuff going on. So, you know, I think he's still going to be involved. He's still helping out in the background. He's still doing all that Topper stuff that he did that, you know, kind of went behind the scenes. But you're just not going to see him as much at the fields. And I will say this, when you do see him at the fields, feel free to buy the guy a drink, but don't ask him questions about like, hey, can I reschedule this game? Or like, yeah. you know, like, I've got a question about rules or anything.
Well,
he's there to have a good time this
season.
Well,
to be fair, they weren't supposed to do that anyway.
That's very fair.
But the sky isn't falling to where like Topper's gone forever. And I know that it's scary when you don't see him around, especially when he doesn't show up week one, which personally I thought he'd show up too, but it was way too hot and I don't really blame him. But like I said, he has a whole bunch of stuff going on. And, I mean, we told you back when Jeff and I kind of bullshit ran the Winter League that this was like practice for when Topper needs more time off for stuff. And this just happens to be the time we need it. But he'll still stick around. I talked to him this week. Or I talked to him an hour ago, I should say. And I think he's going to show up this Saturday anyway. So he'll be around. He'll be hanging out. Like, it's not – don't worry about it. We'll still be having all of our Uncle Topper stories. So it'll be fine there. Other things that are more important are – new rules and stuff to go on with, let's go right to the big one because people are going to want to know about this. And no matter how many times you send out an email or tell people or whatever, you got to keep repeating it. The two playing for two teams thing, this is kind of the last season for it with the lawless wasteland that it kind of became in our post-COVID, you know, world. People will still be allowed to play for two teams in certain situations. And Jeff, you want to tell me what those situations are?
Yeah, there's just a few exceptions. Again, this season we've kind of said, look, it's our last season. So if you're on two rosters this session, it's fine. You got away with it one more time. Going forward, the biggest exception we're going to make is for people that step up and volunteer to help us with reffing. So if you ref a minimum number of games throughout the season, we're saying that's four games right now, but obviously we want more. If you step up and you ref, you help the league, we're going to help you. So we are tracking every time someone refs.
Yep.
Keeping track of all that stuff in a nice spreadsheet. You know, we know when you've met your minimum number or whatever. So please, 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 if you want to stay on two teams, the easiest way to do that is to volunteer to ref. And if you don't know how to do that, just reach out to Garrett Beezing.
Exactly. That's why he's here.
Yep.
I mean, like, the biggest thing ever, of course, is that we'll always need help with referees. Like, we have our mainstays that have been doing this for forever, but sometimes they have stuff to do. Sometimes we're a little short, and that's the perfect time for somebody who wants to play on two teams to just jump in and say, hey, this will be one of my, you know, four or five, whatever we ended up on. Probably four, but who knows? Maybe a little more if we really need people.
I think, though, like, four is a good number. For the amount of people who want to play on two teams each session, I think four is good, because if you that many games sprinkled in, it will...
And if it turns out that it's not the right number, we can always just tweak it next session. But for our first go around here, we're saying that that four is the minimum you need. So that's the simplest way to play on two teams.
Exactly.
The other one, of course, the other big one is gender teams. We love gender teams. We're always going to encourage gender teams. So if you do not feel like reffing, if you're a girl or a guy that wants to be quarterback for a gender team, that's still going to be an exception that's open to you next session, regardless of whether or not you ref.
100%. And that's kind of what I was going to touch on, because the other question I got from a few people just on Saturday even was, why are we changing that? Like, what's the big deal, et cetera, et cetera. The big deal is that, well, first off, I don't know if you noticed, but before we kind of changed the rules, we had 5 gender teams pumping out, and it was awesome. And, like, we were, like, the golden age of gender teams, which, honestly, that's I want to encourage that at all times. Like, the more, you know, more female players we get in here, the more play for other teams, and therefore we constantly keep replenishing, like, our females. But speaking of replenishing, that's the way it worked back in the day when it was one player per team, or one team per player, I should say. It got to the point where before, Garrett, you only have 5 people on your roster, 5 dudes on your roster, you need another dude. You had to go find another dude and bring him into the league. But now it's just easy to just walk up to the bar and see who doesn't have a second team yet, and then just say, hey, why don't you come play for us during, you know, in this division, if it, assuming it's allowed. And now we're kind of like eating ourselves, and we're not getting newer people into the league, which is like part of people's complaint is that, hey, there's not as many new people in the league, this, that, and the other thing. Like, why is that? Well, part of it was COVID. Part of it is a lot of people started spitting out kids and like having real life stuff going on. And the other part of it is that we hadn't been constantly getting new people in the league like we were doing just, you know, 3 years ago, so to speak. So I think that's a good way to do it. And then what was the other rule? Oh, is it... Did we tell people about the if they run their own second
team thing? So that's the other thing too. So the third exception we have is if you know a group of people that say, look, I'm interested, I would like to come in and play, but I want to play with you. Like Garrett, you know, you talk about like a basketball team or something. Yeah. If you got basketball buddies, they want to come into a team and you're like, well, I don't want to have to decide between, you know, Frodo Swaggins or this new team. If you bring in a brand new team of people, we will make an exception to let you play on 2 teams, that's regardless of whether or not you've reffed. Because the goal at the end of the day is to get more new, fresh faces in the league. And there's just a few ways that we think that, you know, we can go about doing that the best.
Exactly. I always call this, the Zach Newberry, like, scenario. Because I used to fight with Lenny about this, too. Like, Zach played with us on Bullet Club. But he also wanted to play in D4 with the overcompensators at the time. Might have been D5. No, I think it was D4. Zach was the only one on the team that played somewhere else. His then-wife at the time, Liz, was on the team, but she wasn't playing anywhere else either. And then it was 8 other people who weren't on anything else. Yeah, they were new to the league, et cetera, et cetera. If you're going to be one, that one person, but you're going to bring in 8 more people and that keeps them around for a while, that's kind of like what the goal should be. So if you have 8 other people, like your work friends want to play, you know, your family wants to come in, et cetera, et cetera, and you want to still play with them, almost like Katie Keller too. You know, Katie had to make the choice back in the day to play slightly more competitive or stick around with her family, and that was kind of like a shit spot.
Yeah.
But now, based on like what we were just saying, she could play up, but then she technically has a team of, you know, other people in the league that aren't playing on other teams that kind of works out there. And there are other people out there. I think of, what about like Maddie Norton, who had last year, she had that team, what were they called?
Varsity Has-Beens.
Varsity Has-Beens.
Yeah.
That was her team, and none of those people played on another roster that I can remember. And now, I mean, they didn't come back this time, but I think they'll be back in the spring. Well, I know she also played on another team. So, like, I think she's on the Legends roster too, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now that she can, you know, she does both, like, that's what you want to have. So that way we get more people in the league. I think it's a great idea, and that's fine. That way, as long as we're getting new faces in the league, it's still not just the same old has-beens like us.
Even just, you know, taking the 2-team thing out for a session or two might have a new influx of people, and then you can go back to it, you know, after we get some new teams too. So that's something to consider.
I mean, that's the thing too. We have to constantly be looking at this stuff and saying what's going to make our league better. Right now, we think that this is the answer, and this is what's going to make our league best. We can change our mind next session. We can do something different, but this is what I think we all agree right now. This is what's best for the league.
Can't stress enough, by the way, that like your suggestions. I know people have their opinions, and some of them are not afraid to give them. But other people might have ideas and think like, they're not going to give a shit what I have to say. That isn't true. Like, if you come up with a legitimately good idea, or at least something that is like can be molded into a good idea, we'd love to hear it. Just because, I mean, we're running the league. I'm doing air quotes for an audio thing that you can't see, but this is your league. This is everybody's league. Even if whether you've been here a decade or, you know, Saturday was your first game. If you have an idea that can make this better, come talk to us about it. It might be an idea that we've already had. It might be something we did in the past that didn't work, but it'll be something, you know. So just like don't feel like you can't come approach anybody really and just say, hey, what if we did X, Y, or Z? I just want to make sure that like people know, always open for suggestions, because we're not perfect. We don't really know what we're doing. We're just really good at it so far, and we're not. Topper is. We're just like basically working off his name here. It's fine. But football happened. Oh wait, hold on. What else changed this offseason?
Oh, we got Breakfast Club finally in the fall.
Oh, that's true.
So yeah, that's a big time. One. First time we did fall Breakfast Club. People have asked for it for forever, and we never did it for fear of, oh, man, if it starts snowing in November, the fields are going to be worse off, blah, blah, blah. Well, now, I don't know if you noticed, but we're playing in August, like midway through August. This might be the earliest start we've had in a while. I mean, I even said it to Topper when I was talking to him earlier today. His point was, yeah, well, we started it this early. That way, if we do get a rainout week, we can't, like, he even said specifically that we could push it back to the 29th. That way, we don't have to try and fit in a million different makeup games. We can just have a rainout week. So, by the way, people who are going to schedule a whole bunch of shit to do on the 29th, maybe don't, because we ran into this problem last year when we did this, and we ended up having a rainout week pushback, and people were complaining about that. So, there's a chance it could happen. I mean, very rarely, and especially in the fall league, do we get, you know, 8 straight weeks of perfect weather. So, I mean, we're 1-for-1 so far, but, like, there's a good chance that we could use that rainout week. So prepare accordingly. Just pretend the season goes to the 29th. I think that's the safest way to do it, and that way you won't get in trouble.
Sure.
All right, now I think we've touched on just about everything. Let's just do it this way. We had a lot of games. No, we didn't. We had a lot of games that didn't happen. We only had 19 games. It was a weak week because, well, people were on vacation. They were going to the Bills game. They were going to this. They were going to that. And a whole bunch of people just couldn't make it to football. That happens sometimes. What are you going to do? So we're going to go over the games real quick, and maybe we'll get out of here within an hour for once. So, Emily, why don't you take us to the 10 o'clock games?
All right, 10 o'clock games. Frodo, 65. The Replacements, 18. Zach Attack, 20. Travis Henry Kids, 19. TMA, 45. Woodpeckers, 6. And Not So Sticky, 40. To Punk Cakes, 39.
All right, Garrett, you won by a lot of points. Why don't you talk about your game real quick?
The story of that game was Trish.
Go on.
Trish, who was dating a good friend of mine. He's a great guy. Decent guy. She was not here a lot last year. I missed her energy. I think everyone did. The fields were just too quiet. So she missed a lot of last session. So she then brings the replacement in. This is what I hear. It's her team.
Okay.
And puts them in D2. Now, admittedly, they didn't have a lot of their guys. But I blame Trish for not being there week one with her new team. She's missing again. And I don't, they were missing some people, but they were just they were good, but more like a D3. D3, they'd be fine. D2 was just seemed too high for him.
Right.
Did she get her boyfriend to play?
No, he's not athletic. He thinks he's athletic enough, but no.
Nah.
You know how many people in this league think they're athletic but aren't? Hi. But so yeah, I know that the replacements were going to have issues because they were, well, looking for replacements early on in the week. Like, I got a message from Sean, who runs the team, and he had said, I think he runs the team anyway, and he was like, hey, we're looking for guys. I had played at the same time, but at the same time, like, if they're looking for me already, and it's this early, they're going to be, like, looking for just about anybody.
Yes, I don't know who they had on their regular roster that would have came, but, I mean, their athletes were good. It was just, we
knowing
just
the game
were better.
Also, like, I mean, D2 is harder than it has been in years past, I'd say. It just feels like, with only the 7 teams, and a lot of, like, Frodo is not Frodo that happened the last 5 years, right? Like, you kind of
stacked, baby.
You kind of souped it up a whole bunch, didn't you?
You're missing stacked. One of your best players. So.
We are.
But Garrett, not playing?
No. No, Emily was a big loss, and actually I reached out to a few girls that just wouldn't work, and then I was just going to roll with 3 girls because I just, I don't know.
Good.
And I put it out there, and Vale Clevenger will be joining us for our 4th girl, so I'm very pumped. Yeah. She says she can't make it a lot of weeks, like, obviously, right, with the, but it's such a great addition. Like, she's super great, and she's just a great person.
A veteran,
so
I couldn't agree. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree more with that. She's also on the Lenny's Ladies roster, because I told her after she got, you know, she just had her baby. Congratulations and all that jazz. I was like, hey, if you need like a couple warm up games, you just want to run around, like, no better place to do it than with my gender team in D6, just to, like, remember how football works and remember how your body works and that much. So
yeah,
she agreed to that, and then I saw that she got added to your roster instead of, I think she was just added to Travis's, but he took her off promptly because I don't think she wants to play D1 at all. So
yeah.
Might as well join.
Especially
in
with Travis and Joey and Sean. Can you imagine?
It's funny. She got approved the Friday before the wine tournament, and we had somebody drop off the morning of, so I had her just be there if we needed a fill-in. And at some point, it was in the last game.
She made an amazing catch.
She made an amazing catch, full field touchdown.
Yeah.
I was like, Val, what were the odds on you doing that? Going into today, she's like probably the highest of all time. She's great. She scores a touchdown. She runs back to the huddle. She goes, I'm exhausted, and runs right off. It was hilarious. So then let's go to the next one. Not so sticky 40, punt cakes, new team, 39. Jeff, you played in this? You tell me all about it.
Bud. I did. You know, it's weird playing a 10 a.m. not so sticky game because we usually get those like 2 p.m. slots when we're all a little bit drunk.
Well, you made the schedule now, so why'd you do that?
No, so we were actually later, and then what happened was a team dropped out, so we ended up moving up one of our doubleheader games from next week. So that's why we had a rare 10 a.m. game. Mm. So we still did our halftime huggy bombs, of course, but just a weird level of sobriety for us. So
sorry about that.
Yeah, you know, we made do. It was actually a really fun game. Punt Cakes was a real fun team to play against. I feel like their guys have played in the league before.
Okay, I think the one was Baby Gronk. So he's
yeah. Baby Gronk was definitely there, and a couple of the other ones like looked familiar just from various other.
He was on. What was the team? Graves Brothers? Was it Graves Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It's probably a few of them sticking around.
Yeah, like, I got the sense that the girls that we played against were kind of newer because, you know, occasionally they'd catch a ball and they would just stand there not knowing they could run with it. So it was like, all right, their players had to keep coaching them like, hey, you can run after you catch it. So
I love that.
Definitely some new people there. But really fun game. Came down to the end. We were up by 9 on the last drive. We just had to prevent a girl touchdown. We gave up a girl touchdown because we're terrible. And then they went for 2 to win the game. And the guy actually caught it. Respect. He caught it like right just short of the goal line. His knee went down just before. So
wow.
They didn't give it to him, which I think was the right call. And we won by a point.
Respect, though, going for 2.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
New team.
You gotta win.
Yeah, yeah.
So the other 1-point game at 10 o'clock was Zach Attack 20, Travis Henry's Kids 19. I had the misfortune of having to referee 2 series for this, which I would never want to do again, but Jeff called me directly and told me I had to at the time. Before I got James T. Hearn to fill in. Actually, the 2 drives I watched, both teams went back and forth. Both teams scored. Both teams got their conversions. But there wasn't too much of that after that. I know Travis Henry's kid was missing Pete, and he's obviously their best player. And so that set them back a little bit. But Zag Attack, they had most of their people. In fact, they had more people than I've been used to. I saw Glenn Bird out there and some other...
that's fine.
All right, exactly. Some other TSL alumni that we haven't seen in a minute. But I think I figured it out with Zag Attack. Like, everybody always talks about their defense that's so good. It's like, what's holding them back? I think it's the quarterback. I was watching Zach throw some balls there, and they were the worst balls I've seen thrown. I don't know if he was having a bad off day or whatever that was. Maybe he's not. Is he the regular quarterback?
He is their quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's good for them. I think that's what the problem is. There were some, like, really light lofted balls up there and stuff. It might have just been a bad day, and I just, you know, my small sample size could mean absolutely nothing, but... I think that might be a thing they might need to look into. If they can kind of like get him going in a different way or whatever, that might be the big move for them that could, you know, put them at the next level.
And are they in Division 5?
No, it's D4.
Oh, I was going to say. I mean, they were in D4 last.
Still fine. Yeah, still fine.
Yeah, maybe he's adjusting moving up because they were in 5 last year. Or were they in 4?
No, they were 4 last year.
But like, I think they won 5 a couple sessions ago.
I've seen him throw some good balls, but I've seen him throw some bad ones. It's probably more of a consistency issue. He probably has the talent, but
I also significantly hate judging the first week of the season just because it's like the first week of the season. People haven't, unless you're Bobby, who's running practices all summer in the heat, nobody else is really like playing the way he is, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that. And then TMA 45, Woodpeckers 6. Woodpeckers, they won D5, or D6, I'm sorry, in a little bit of a shocker. They moved up to D5. And they have a full roster, but that didn't show up for them this week. I believe at one point they only had 3 guys and 2 girls. And then the only person who was at the fields at 10 o'clock was this new guy, Nick, who we got to fill in for them. And TMA was just running all over them, I believe. Prim gave me some heads up. Like, I know that Val had like 3 or 4 touchdowns because I saw a couple of them, and they just kept pouring it on. And I saw that Drunk Meg's brother was back out there, and they just look. TMA looks really good to go here. And judging by the other teams in D5, if you really look at the standings, they should be considered the favorites kind of easily. I feel like D5 got blown up pretty big, and anybody who was a TMA like. Somebody that gave them trouble last year. Tater Tots are gone. Red Zone Mafia is gone. Gobblestone moved up.
Yeah.
Come From Behind is still kind of there, but that's like it, you know? And then everything else is just newer teams or whatever. So there's that. So TMA is kind of looking at a D5 title, except Prim told me that I think like half the team is missing playoffs in week 1 because they all plan to go to like the Dominican or something. So good work on them. Anyway. that brings us to 11 o'clock. What you got, Em?
All right. Legends 44, Gray Hair 16, Practice Squad 28, Mountain Dewy 18, Bullet Club 35, Can't Touch Us 23, and Two Tutties 31, Two Punk Cakes 25.
All right, Jeff, I saw you talking to the two tutties after their win over the Punt Cakes. Did they give you anything on their game?
So I reffed their game, actually.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, so I mean, I watched all of it, of course. It was actually a really fun game to watch, partly just because this is two tutties' first win in the league, right?
I know.
They went, 0-8-1 last session with their one tie against Not So Sticky. So it was really cool for them to be able to like celebrate on the field. You know how cool that is, getting your first win. So those guys were pretty stoked. They played well, too, especially defensively. I think they had like four picks during the game, or at least it felt like it. They were just making big plays, and it did come right down to the end. I think they were actually, I think that they were losing at the very end, and they needed to score, and they did on the last drive. So pretty exciting win for them.
That's awesome. You love those guys are awesome. We're going to definitely 100 trillion percent have them on.
Yeah, they're exactly what we want in the league. They're all like really nice guys, really fun, really new to the sport. So we got to get them on the podcast to talk about themselves.
Even though they lost some people, we found them some girls and stuff that are excited to be in the league. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see here. Legends 44, Gray Hair Don't Care 16. Em, did you get the homeward bound report from George or what?
Yeah, it was
bad. Just say it was bad. It's fine. Well, were they missing people?
Gray Hair, no.
Okay.
Legends just they were on and had a lot of talent. I believe he said Heather had a couple of catches. The biggest story, I think, in that game was Sean going off on Garbaz and then Travis chiming in.
Oh, great. Already?
Do you know what started it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. That's the information you need.
Poor Garbaz.
Apparently, it was a bad call on Garbaz. Garbaz made a bad call. Sean got an unsportsmanlike penalty, and then Travis went off on him.
On Sean or Garbaz?
Garbaz.
Again. It's a complicated relationship.
Travis will yell at Sean. He'll just leave.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Week one? Come on. You couldn't even get
a suspension is coming, Travis.
Unbelievable, Travis. Jesus Christ.
Wasn't he wearing a sorry Travis shirt?
Isn't that great?
I love every segment. Practice squad 28, Mountain Dew me 18. I was definitely playing next to this field, which we'll talk about my game in a second, but... practice squad still looks like they're dialed in. It's the same people again and again, and they're just doing what they do. Mountain Doomy, same way they were when we last saw them, just minus Joey Bats. They're quick as a hiccup, and it's really annoying, and I look forward to playing them. No, I don't. That's going to be terrible.
And they all look the same.
They all look the same. They're all fast little clones of each other. The only difference is that they don't have Joey Bats at quarterback.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if this is true or not, but I heard Anthony Battaglia is going to join their team.
I have no idea if that's true. Gonna join their team or is on their team?
He's a better quarterback, athlete, and son than Joey, so they're in good hands,
But I think that's new. Is that news to us?
So you can't join a team at this point if you're not already on their roster, because Anthony Battaglia is already on the Can't Touch This roster. So they can't add him at this point if he wasn't already on the roster. So we could look that up.
That's the roster that...
Maybe they're going to orchestrate a trade?
Maybe.
Because then I don't care. Because trading's fun. I don't care.
Trading is fun.
We'll figure that out, though. But if that's the case, I don't know. But
so I didn't see any of this game. But remember, this was the two teams that met in, what was it, the D4 finals?
It was one of the best D5 finals ever.
Yeah, it was incredible, yeah.
It was the overtime game where Mountain Doomy scored, and then B had Renee wide open in the corner, missed her, and threw it a different way, and they knocked it down.
And B was psyched beforehand. He's like, he gave us the revenge game in week one. He's like, I'm excited. I'm glad we get to start with these guys.
Oh, B was ready to go.
B is always, for people that don't know this, B is always the first person to get there in the morning. Yes. So I get there second. I have the equipment. I have to be there early.
Yeah.
B beats me there every week. So the fact 100%. That he's there early, like he's stretching, like he is mentally just ready to go. So good for him.
If B's there first sometimes, that means you're third because B's brother's
That's
there.
That's true,
second.
Actually. B's brother.
B's brother, who also made his return to the field.
That's a good point.
Flew back from his TSL Atlanta missions to scout for locations down there, and he came back to make sure he was here week one. He was falling asleep on a chair that I'm pretty sure wasn't his on the sideline.
Always.
But it's okay. I love Jeffy. And then the last game was Bullet Club 35, Can't Touch This 23. Garrett, you reffed this game. What did you see from your end so I can give you a non-biased report?
I saw a 39-year-old, 364-day-year-old Thomas Hughes down the seam. It was fucking gorgeous. No, big ups to him, 40. He had a great game, as always. But you guys just played well. I thought John Langley really played solid at quarterback, didn't make any real mistakes or anything, made a lot of good throws, and then... I think Can't Touch This could really use Anthony Battaglia. Their athletes are good, but he would be their best receiver.
Right.
And the story to me of reffing that game is you guys played well, but that dude has got to throw underneath to his. I mean, I struggle with it when I first play guard. I still do sometimes, you know, taking the shots, but it's like he has them, he looks at them, like pumps it just so he can like run and launch it. I mean, he's probably got the best arm in the league.
So like, I talked to a few people about him that watched the game, or like Tommy Hughes, like you said, and he said, I'm pretty sure that guy's the best arm in the league. Ryan does have the best arm in the league for sure.
It would be him or Derek.
John Langley.
He can throw him.
John Langley, the 12th best arm in the league.
Right. I love John, but he's not.
I love John. Well, that's what I said. So like, Easton's supposed to be our quarterback. You know, we're running it back or whatever. But he got hurt in the wine tournament, where it's like, we don't have a game next week. Why force him potentially getting injured more? We have Langley on the team, so he just threw, and he played. That might be the best he's ever thrown that I've seen him throw. He was on fire. Everybody was in sync. It was great. Like you said, Tommy Hughes was killing it out there. He was running great routes, making amazing catches.
He's an athlete.
I think we were up like 35-6. Part of it is because, like you said, they got in fourth and twos a lot.
They have good girls, at least by the looks of it. And
they seem
athletic.
Yeah. They're athletic. They're still figuring out the ball. Did you see
that pick six that girl got, and then she broke John Langley's ankle?
Well, hold on. It might have been the play of the day. So the taller girl on the team, like John tried to throw it like maybe like a 10-yard curl in the slot. And this girl had a beat on it from the get-go because she was playing like almost middle. As soon as he let it go, she took off, got in front of the girl, made a sweet pick, started running, realized John was going to catch her, so she pitched it to, I forget the guy's name, but he has a sweet beard and he was their best receiver. He starts running, but then the other girl, the shorter girl, was trailing too, so he pitched it to her, and she went where John came at her, and she like faked it and cut, and John just fell right on his ass. Like he was sliding into home base.
Absolute ankle break.
So this girl walked around John into the end zone and scored, and then came back and leapfrogged him while John was sitting up, and it was the best thing. She spiked the ball, and then she leapfrogged him. It was the coolest thing in the world.
There's no doubt that's a play of the day. I left the fields early, but there's no way.
No, it was tremendous. So it was a good game, but we were in sync. I think we won our first game in feels like 17 months at this rate, but big win for us. We had already changed our name back from The Usual Suspects to Bullet Club because most of the people on the team didn't like it, and then enough people outside of my team are just like, no, why would you change it? That's stupid. You've been around for forever. And I was like, yeah, that is stupid. So I made Jeff change it back.
It's a great movie, though. So.
You're not wrong, but other than that, we're good. But let's move on to 12 o'clock.
We are flying today. All right, gray hair 34 to Scared Hitless 24. Scott Senior's starting 42 to Can't Touch This 35. The Stunts 51 to Puckett 44.
And that's it. We only had three games. There were cancellations and all that jazz. Gray Hair 34, Scared Hitless 24. What's your George report?
He said, so Scared Hitless and Gray Hair all started out together. Mm-hmm. So they both know how each other's play. And George said they use strategy in the game and they put him at rushing. Dylan Day has a hard time moving in the pocket, and George is tall, so.
Right.
There you go.
I mean, it makes sense. It's not a bad thing. So, gray hair, you know, pretty much they go 1-1 on the day, so it's not the worst start to D1, even though technically they were beating an also, you know, new D1 team. Whatever, it still counts, and that's what matters. Scott Senior starting 42, Can't Touch This 35. First off, it's a lie. Scott Senior is not starting. And I guess he was supposed to, but then he kind of cracked a bunch of ribs at the wine tournament.
So he saw him go down on the greatest
catch of all time.
Greatest catch of all time. But in our group chat, the girls said that Joey stepped over the line, so it didn't even count.
Well, we're not going to count that. We're going to say that it counted.
We're going to say that it counted, and then
it was
awesome.
Well, I'm just saying boo on Joey. Fuck that for stepping on the damn line after that catch.
Loser of the week.
We played them in the game after the wine tournament where he was like, Scott Senior still played. And he's like, guys, they were close to the end zone. He's like, you got to let me in. I got to get my 500th touchdown. So naturally, we like ran a play, and he scored. We scored his 500th touchdown. He spiked the ball, whatever. I have no idea if it's 500th touchdown, but I didn't care. It was super awesome. But Scotty drove through for them, and they actually had a tougher game with Can't Touch This than we did, which probably means that Can't Touch This was probably hitting on their long passes, because that's what they missed a bunch of in our game. They would just whip the ball deep, and it'd be overthrown, or the receiver would drive the ball or whatever. So they were hitting on that, but Scott Senior starting came back and took the win. And then Cunning Sons 51, Puckett All-Stars 44. Em, what do you got from your group chat? And then I'm going to talk about the end of the game, too.
The girls said that the safeties played really well, whoever our safeties were. I don't know who they were during the game. Obviously, I wasn't there. And then they said the new additions had some good catches. I know Kelly Sabo had a couple of catches. Ashton played really well on defense. think that's it. I'm sure Kelly Little played well, but she's the one that always starts group chat, so she didn't say anything in it.
Fair. So it was weird because at the end, because I was walking over to that field at the end of the game, and Puckett just scored, and there was like a minute left or whatever, and they had their three timeouts left, but there was no way they were going to get enough of the they weren't going to be able to get the ball back. But for some reason, they were forcing the girls to play it out, which didn't make any sense. Joey would take the snap, wait till 6-1000, just whip it over a girl's head out of bounds. Gender play, we move on. And I didn't understand why they were doing it. And I didn't know, was there animosity there? Were people, like, pissed off? Like, what was the deal with that? Because it got to, like, third down before, like, even on the sidelines, I chimed in. I was like, you know, you're not getting the ball back. Nothing's happening here. They're like, oh, we'll get the ball back with, like, 3 seconds, which technically they would have. But then the girls just take the 30-second runoff, so it doesn't matter.
Yep. Right.
So, like, it was irrelevant. So they were like, oh, I didn't know about that part, blah, blah. So I don't know if they just thought they could do, like, a miracle last score thing, or if it was, like, they're just being dicks because they were mad about something that happened in the game. Because, you know, you girls can get feisty, so I don't know if something happened. But
I don't think so, because, like, the girls that normally get feisty, myself.
I was about to say, Randy, you're not playing.
So. I'm so proud of you for owning that immediately.
And, like, Taylor has been playing really well with us, and she has been, like, really positive, so I don't think that she was feisty.
Nah, is she Cunning, okay?
I know, right?
Cunning Stunts has been just out of control for years now. I think there's suspensions are going to be the only way we calm them down.
That's got to be it. Got to kick them all out for a season.
I always just feel like every time we play Puckett, it's always a very back-and-forth game, because they have a smart QB, and he uses his girls well also, so maybe
TJ's real smart, yeah.
Maybe he was just mad because we played better. I don't know.
I don't know what happened there, but doesn't matter. The girls walk away with a win in their first game of the season, and we can walk into 1 o'clock.
All right. Dilfs 53 to replacements 14. Bullet Club 30 to get Shifty 21.
Swifty?
Swifty.
Yeah, Swifty 21. Stunts 21. Oh, that was a forfeit to Vaspian.
Yeah, Vaspian messaged Jeff and I think, really early in the day and said, hey, he specifically said this is going to be the only time it happens this season, but they can't get a team together. They're going to forfeit.
Hey, Stunts 2-0.
I don't want to say, like, everybody says this is the only time it'll happen and then it happens again, but this week, like I said, a lot of people were missing people. You know, again, shout out to the teams that cobbled together a team, because not everybody had one. I mean, Daryl played with 5 people. Yeah. And almost won, actually. But either way, the point is, I don't believe that this is going to be a problem, so I'm sure Vaspian will be there. It shouldn't be a big deal. So you're right. Stunts are 2-0, and they usually are anyway. The Dilfs took on the replacements of the replacements. They killed them, too. I don't know if anybody saw any of that game, but it doesn't seem like there's much to report. It sounds a lot like Garrett's game, where the Dilfs just kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch any of it, but I did talk to some of the Dilfs at the bar afterwards, and they were like, look, it's not that they're not athletic, but they just didn't seem organized. They didn't seem like they had plays.
It was their
like,
first
plays.
Game.
And, yeah, yeah, like, it just felt like they were kind of running around out there, and it's like, well, Dilfs who have played together for forever, right, they're going to be a lot more organized.
And when when it's a team's first game, on top of the fact that they have replacement players in that first game, so
exactly,
it's like, what the hell's going on?
Again, it's Trish. Right. It's all Trish.
I smell somebody's loser of the week. But, so then Bullet Club 30, Get Swifty 21. Get Swifty is a weird team. It's Blaze's new team. It's got Blaze, a sister on it. And then Larry from Overcompensators is the quarterback. It was awesome to see Larry because Larry's like an awesome dude. And they had some other people I didn't really recognize. And then they have Doreen as well. And Liz Farley's out there too.
I'm surprised Doreen went back to Blaze.
I don't know. I can't.
Why? What's wrong with Blaze, Emily?
Nothing. Yeah. I'm just surprised because I heard...
Doreen's played with Blaze for like 100 years, though.
Maybe it's a love hate. It's probably a love hate relationship.
She probably just thinks of him as her son or something, so it's fine. And she's just not always proud of him. I'm just kidding. But like, either way, so we took on them. They did okay. We went up 21-0 or 20-0 pretty early, and then at that point, we were tired. I'll admit that. We got kind of like lazy at that point. We're like, oh, it's 20-0. Who cares?
It was hot out, too.
It was super hot. That was the other problem.
At 1 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of our, like, Langley had played three games at this point and reffed another, so he was in the sun the entire time. Yeah. Deke had played 3 games and reffed a different one, so he was exhausted, too. And just everybody, and we only had 2 girls this week because of the Bills games and everything else going on. So we got tired, and they kind of started coming back, but then Blaze pissed off Tommy Hughes, and Tommy made a couple more good catches, and then we went up real late, and it didn't really matter.
I was going to say, by the way, I think Deke is a huge addition. He didn't play for you last session, right?
He sure did, but you wouldn't have fucking known it.
Was he injured?
He was injured, yeah, or he went on, like, that's the running joke. I don't feel bad, because Deke's going to listen to this, and he's going to know that I'm right. Dude went on, like, 4 vacations last year.
Oh, okay.
And got hurt on top of it.
But yeah, because it just seems like for 18 years now, you guys have had roster issues every session. Yeah.
And it's always because of shit like that.
So that one Chad kid was really good, but then he never showed up. So you're always missing that like athlete. Now Deke's like can take that role, and he's a stud, and he should show up every week. So.
Right. We have, I think, 9 guys on the roster and still needed to make sure that Nick Buchek showed up because we were only going to have
Nick's on your team?
That's right, Nick, too. Yeah, Nick's a great addition, yeah.
It was terrible because, like, you guys did your thing where, you know, you moved on, whatever. That's fine, not a big deal. But Nick messaged me. He's like, hey, you know, I'm looking for a team. Do you guys? I'm like, we love Nick. Nick's one of our good friends that, you know, he's not a football friend. He's an outside of football friend. Like, I love Nick. I went to his house on my birthday. And this is right after, like, we had, like, 8 or 9 people say they were back in. And it was like, what the shit? Like, we're starting this different team because we got Langley and Pete to move up and all this other stuff. I'm like, you feel like crap because you want to be like, Nick, yes, absolutely. I want to make sure you have a team. But I'm like, yeah, he's Nick. He'll find a team. And it never worked out.
So to add someone, then only weeks we need you feels weird.
Like, right. And I didn't want him coming. And then I was just like, and then I talked with the team. And every time I said, hey, Nick's looking for a team, Easton, Tommy, everybody, there's like, get him on the team. It doesn't matter. Let's make it happen. Like, we'll just work around it. Because we have some new players on the team, like new guy Nick. We work with him.
Is that the one that hurt his whatever?
No, that's Nate who got hurt. Okay, He's allegedly back too, but he already missed a week. So I don't know what we'll actually get out of that kid. And I'd rather have too many people than not enough. And if it means I got to Lenny Albert and just walk the sidelines, I don't really care about that because that's why I have the girls team to go throw for. So like, and I'll have Breakfast Club again. So I'll still get to play football. But
yeah.
I mean, you get Nick in there. And Nick made a difference. Nick was awesome. You know, Deke, you know, I just talk shit about him for all of his his vacations and whatnot, but Deke balled out. He made some amazing catches. He's laying out for balls that he probably didn't have a chance on, still went for him, made some toe tapper. He scored like 8 touchdowns for us in between the 2 games. Deke was awesome, and I just wanted to say that for him. So for the first time in probably 17 seasons, Bullet Club's 2-0, and that's fantastic. So I'm not going to complain too much about that. Yeah, I'm just not used to it anymore. Let's move on to 2 o'clock.
Scott, senior starting 40 to get Schwifty 14, Puckett 50 to Cobblestone 40, and passing well intoxicated 43 to Let's Get Wrecked 8.
Okay, did anybody see any of this stuff? Did you ref one of these things?
I refed one of these. Yeah. I refed the passing well intoxicated Let's Get Wrecked game. Oh, and we should talk about the passing well intoxicated.
I 100% think we should talk about it.
What is the quarterback's name?
Buddy Lee.
That's Buddy Lee for passing well intoxicated. Buddy Lee. He was as drunk as I've ever seen a quarterback play in my life. He was when I was roughing, every time I said anything, like, you know, 11 minutes left in the game or like whatever, like he's stopping to chat and have a conversation. He was having a great time out there. He was having all kinds of fun. I mean, they won 43-8, so they couldn't have felt that bad about it. Let's Get Wrecked as a new team. That's Rick Recchio's like new bringing new people in type team.
Right. Yes, he did do that. There's a lot of new faces.
Yeah, all of the guys in the team more or less are like new guys. They used John Langley as a sub this week because their new quarterback couldn't make it. So John's arm was just dead. He'd been quarterbacking all day. So
yeah, he was. He said that he said he tapped out early.
He
just walked in. He walked into the bar. Was like, yeah, my arm, not really attached right now. I couldn't do it.
Like, yeah.
Anytime Ricky wants to bring a new team in the league, I'm all for it. He should be able to run 4. He's just
absolutely.
Great.
He's great. He's a fun guy. He brings in fun guys.
He's fun to drink with, and he seems like the type of person who would have friends I would like to get fucked up with.
Bring
them all in, probably, Ricky. Let's go. Yeah.
Now, are they going like the not so sticky route where they're getting just hammered during the games? Because I know he had a bunch of huggies on the sideline.
Attitude reflects leadership, I guarantee
you. Yeah, look, I mean, Ricky's not going to be sober, I can tell you that much. That's not the kind of team he's after. He's told me that his goal for this session is to win Best at Bar. And he made a point at the end, I think you were still there at the end of the day, right?
Maybe. I mean,
he was kind of like, you know, making a big point of being like, you know, there's 9 people left at the bar. 6 of them are like on my team. So he wanted it very known that his people hung out the longest.
Yeah, but you can't buy votes like that. That makes us want to not.
It doesn't work that way. Yeah.
It makes you worse at the moment.
I know. Well, you got Emily's vote, Ricky. But I mean, some of his new guys, like, you know, it's never fun when you get killed like 43-8. But some of them, I think, had a good debut. Like that Saxon guy on their team played really well. Nice. I saw him get pick 6 at one point. He made a nice diving touchdown. I think that was maybe during their second game. But I mean, he played pretty well. So, nice. You know, it's everyone's first game. They'll learn. They'll get better.
Yeah.
Yep. The Puckett All-Stars 50, Cobblestone 40. This is the game that Daryl was telling me, because Daryl hung out at the bar for quite some time, too.
He did.
It was great having Daryl Carr, QB superstar, hanging out with us. But Daryl told us, he's like, hey, we only had five people, but they played it out. And they obviously, I mean, they scored 40 points with only five people.
So they did. So they had five people for most of the game. At one point, Leslie came up to me while I was reffing on the next field and said, hey, like, I'm trying to sub into this game over here, but Puckett All-Stars is saying that they're not going to allow it. So I said, yeah, of course we're going to allow it, Leslie. Go on. Like, you can go over and sub. And I saw when she went over there and she's like, yeah, you know, Jeff Kroll, he said it was all right. Puckett starts, like, yelling at me, like, you're going to allow this?
Yes.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Like, okay. Do you really want to play a shorthanded team?
What?
It's not like we're giving. We're not.
Garrett just recognized what was happening.
No disrespect to Leslie here, but she's not like Katie Salisbury, where it's like, hey, look, you know, you're getting like a top type girl here. Like, I mean, Leslie is Leslie, right? She's not going to come in and ruin the balance of a game. They just needed a sixth person. So the fact that they were trying to deny Leslie was like, wow.
And what happens when they need one?
Exactly, right.
Not going to allow it.
Yeah. It sounds like they had a bad day.
Yeah, maybe they were just a little cranky in the heat.
Like,
I don't know.
Like enforce like a no shoes in a gas station rule if they were working. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on, really?
Yeah. Right.
That's I know. My that's kind of the week.
Now, yeah, that's a really good one too. Trisha's replaced, but yeah, that's kind of like shitty to think about. Like it's. Let me explain the sub rules to people really quickly, because apparently that's getting out of unknown. People don't know it right now. I'm furious about it. I'm just stumbling over my words, but. Guess what? I get it. Now, if they were asking for a bonus person, but they had more than enough, be mad about that. That's fine, whether it's Leslie or anybody. Like, okay, fine. They have five people on the field. Five. You're allowed, like, we just will allow you to have six. Like, we won't
we'll allow you. We'll allow you to have two extra girls. You are allowed to sub up to three girls or five guys. We could have allowed them to have Leslie and someone else.
No, we won't go out of our way to say, like Jeff mentioned a minute ago, we're not going to say, all right, give him Katie Salisbury, screw it. We'll just see who's around and give, like, I mean, Steph is the perfect example of this because she's always around and she's, like, the perfect average, not going to kill you, not going to win the game for you person. I think that's fair to say. So that's why Steph plays, like, 100 games anyway. But that's going to happen. Like, we're not going to, again, we're not going to take a team and say, here's your best players, but here's a person that will make this a decent game that will
right.
That this one person's replacing apparently four or five people. Like, come on, get over
I just don't understand from a competitive standpoint, like, why would you want to play?
Sure.
Like, I would rather lose and play a full team.
Yeah, what pride do you get out of, like, well, we won,
it sucks
we
the whole game,
them to
like,
play
oh,
shorthanded.
Right. Like, yeah.
I don't like talking about Puckett like they're villains at this point, because they've always been really awesome.
No,
people,
they're great,
so
yeah, they're not.
To have what happened at the end of the Stunts game and then this happen, it's kind of weird. Maybe... It's the heat.
It's hot out. They were cranky. I don't know.
The heat got to them. They're missing the Bills game. I don't know. I get it. It's just whatever. Then Scott Sr. starting 40. Get Schwifty 14. I don't know if you guys saw any of this. I talked with Steggs and Katie Keller for a little bit at the bar, and they just said they just kind of walked all over them, which I kind of understood because Blaze's team wasn't great against us right before that, and then it got hotter, and they were more tired, and it just kind of didn't work out for them. But I didn't really see much of that game because once our game was done, I went to get out of the sun. I'm not going to lie about that. And then we finished up with our 3 o'clock games. What you got for me?
Today's feast, 26 to passing while intoxicated 16, come from behind 38 to let's get wrecked 24.
Today's feast, moving down to D5, which, some people feel like that's some sort of like thing against their pride, but that's why some teams won't move down and they'll just stay up and get murdered again and again.
Yeah,
and
I think
again.
That's silly. You should go to where you're going to have competitive, fun games.
Exactly. I always,
fun,
I
right?
love
that.
Yeah.
Figure it out and then
I
move back up.
Love
yeah, exactly.
I love using Mountain Doomy as the example here, where they were in D4, they got destroyed, they dropped down to D5, figured it out, won the championship, and then moved all the way up to D2.
Yeah.
But that was after they got Joey at quarterback. But still, they did it, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay to move down. Nobody's.
I think that was more Joey's ego, though. They should have went up to D3, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they were actually very competitive.
No, they were really
like
good in D2.
So
yeah,
I can't really talk too much
no,
shit.
They were good.
But
can I guess what happened in the Today's Feast passing while intoxicated game?
Yeah, go for it.
The booze, yeah, the booze finally set in.
I think at some point it adds.
I actually think that they said he stopped quarterbacking at some point. I don't know if it was in that game or the next one. But
that feels about right.
They said he didn't throw for that, which is fine. He was getting sleepy.
Well, I think George reffed that game. I don't know if he mentioned anything to you about it.
Not really. He just said the quarterback was annihilated and could barely stand.
I mean, Buddy's day. One and one getting annihilated, though, is not a bad record.
I want to be clear, though, before everybody judges the shit out of Buddy, which they should. He's an alcoholic, apparently. But I played hockey with him for like 10 years at this point, and he was at a wedding the night before, and he woke up still drunk and then proceeded to just immediately come to football where you're drinking.
Good for him.
He just went for he powered through. I think he was asleep by like 7.
Passing while intoxicated, I love those dudes and their girls that I've talked to.
Everybody on that team is awesome.
They remind me a little bit of Hope and Ruin. I always used to love those dudes and just cheer for them.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I love that. So come from behind 38. Let's get wrecked 24. Did you watch that one?
I watched a little of it. Yeah, this one they didn't have John Langley at quarterback, so they got Darryl to sub.
Oh, God, so they got better.
Yeah.
That's why they scored more points, right?
Three times the points that Langley
did. I wonder what happened.
Darryl is three times as good as John Langley.
Probably more because...
John Langley is listening to us and pissed off.
Comfort behind's probably harder to play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you would think.
So, like, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Darryl did it against a tougher team and scored more points. Yeah. So, Darryl, still better than John Langley.
No doubt about that. Yep.
The ranking should reflect that.
Yeah. Well, so Let's Get Wrecked absolutely did a better job in this game. And I don't know that it was how much of it was, like, Darryl versus Langley or just, you know, they're playing their second game. They're a little more used to.
You got that Darryl versus Paul Lavolo awesome hair versus hair match?
Yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah.
Where were our photo takers on that one?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I love it. But, yeah, I mean, good for Come From Behind. They are arguably the second best team in this division. I think that's pretty safe saying. That's what I'm going to say anyway. And
they were missing a bunch of people, too, by the way. I think I don't think they were Iron Man, but I think they were down to, like, five guys or something.
They had to be.
I know they were missing a bunch of their, like, normal stars.
I know it was hot regardless, but I remember Paul came into the bar afterwards. He was just dripping in sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was like, I need a drink right away. So maybe he did have to Iron Man a little bit and play some defense. But, yeah, that wraps up our games. Like I said, they're only 19. It was a short week. A lot of people had buys or requested this one off. It's what happens. But hey, the season's in full gear, which is really exciting. So I'm happy about that. So we'll just move along because we're already at 50 minutes somehow, even though this felt like a faster podcast, but it never is. We'll go into our winners and losers. Garrett, we're going to start with you for your winner of the week. Yeah, I don't think you're ready for it, but I don't really feel bad.
I was not. I was zoned out. winners of the week. Myself.
You deserve it. New head of officials.
Actually, I'm going to clear that up right now. I'm not the head of officials. I'm a guy who helps out with the scheduling. Head of officials is too much pressure. I don't know all the rules.
Head of scheduling.
That's why you're not head of officiating.
Assistant to the head of officiating.
Jay is still that. Call him up any hour of the day. Just call him up, ask him rough questions.
We'll give out his personal cell phone on the website.
I got his cell phone, yep. But for being a captain for so long of a great team, we have some new faces this year. Losing them sucks. We are already a slow team, so we need our speed. Just adding a bunch of new fresh faces, you know, and just they're all awesome people, just fun. And now Val, too, on top of that. So, you know, just thankful to captain my team. And for all these years, it's been really cool. And we're going to win D2, so...
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm a winner.
Emily, you got any winners of the week?
Everybody who made it to football.
Yeah, but that one makes sense because not everyone did it all. We had half the week.
That's true, actually, yeah.
It was a good ease into football week. Jeff, what about your winners of the week?
I got a few.
Oh, I feel like I need to steal it. Like
I know, like Topper, right? So two tutties is my first. To see them actually get their first win in two seasons was awesome. Can't be, you know. I'm super happy for those guys. They deserve it.
We all root for the Lions.
Absolutely. I'd also say Topper was not my winner of the week, but just all of the stuff that we've had to do over the last couple of weeks, like in support of him. Like, you know, all the stuff that goes into like scheduling, reschedules, finding people for rosters that are shorthanded, like all the kind of bullshit that Topper usually does that's now falling to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, That makes Topper a winner in my book. So he's definitely one of my winners. And then finally, just everybody else that steps up. So, I mean, you know the names. I'm sitting at a table with three of them. Joe, who does all, like, the entertainment stuff for our league. Our head of scheduling of officials over here. Emily, who's doing the podcasts. And Travis, who's not here right now, but does a whole bunch of stuff for the sub list. So just anybody that steps up and helps is my winner of the week.
Fantastic. My winners of the week, I had already spoken about, like, I'm going to talk about my team for a little bit just because we won games, so good for that. Langley threw awesome, and Garrett already mentioned Tommy Hughes, and we already talked about Deke, so good for all them. Jessica Andrew deserves a little bit of a shout out because she caught a million balls that were whipped at her face, and she didn't. I don't think she dropped one of them. Like, she looked really good. Yeah, good for her. Even at 78 years old or whatever she is, she's timeless. The other one, who else? Somebody on my team. Oh, I want to give another shout out to Val because I saw her catch 3 touchdowns, and I remember when she was like terrified to just play football. So like, really good to just see how far she's come. That was really cool for her. And then the easy one is to Jeff Kroll because, I mean, Topper's like doling out responsibilities and shit, but this guy's doing most of it. He's doing all like the grunt work and the spreadsheet, which by the way, he loves. So I feel bad for him. He loves doing spreadsheets.
You love Excel, Garrett.
He loves
wizard.
He loves that he gets to make schedules. He loves that he gets to do the Jeff Kroll anal about football things that really make him tick. But
best captain ever.
It's still a pain in the ass to do. And he does it with a smile on his face. He's just thrilled to be doing it. So, like, he'll never take any of the credit, so I'll just give it to him now.
I don't know if he does it with a smile on his face.
No,
but
he smiles most of the time, I swear to God. He's loving what he's doing. No comment? You don't love it?
Okay. No, I just leave it up to you guys to talk about me.
Fine. All right. So
no, he made it seem like he was enjoying it, I guess. He said smile on his face.
I think, so. I think he does enjoy doing it. I'm telling you right now. All right, so we'll move on to our losers of the week. Garrett, talk to me about Puckett and Trish.
No, Puckett are great. I'm sure they're just having a bad day. Yeah. And Trish is great, but yeah, she's definitely a loser in my book for not showing up. I've actually talked to her about this, and she has totally legit excuses. But I'm
sorry. I know they're super real.
Still like gonna roast her. Yeah,
but you can. She's not there.
Right.
Yeah, and then
we need to hear the let's fucking go.
Exactly.
I don't have any. I wish I would have thought of a good one. Better than Trish. I love talking shit.
we can come back to you if you
want. Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, he's good. Gary's not going to talk shit after week one, which is weird because he'll usually have an enemy. Emily, what you got?
Myself.
Your broken hand?
Well, that is fine, but I didn't make it to football, so.
Yeah, but you had good reason. You didn't have to work or something?
I worked, still.
So make that money. It's fine. You can't play football, so why be miserable here? Like, you were better off not getting burned. It's fine. All right, Jeffrey, what do you got?
I don't have much. It was kind of more like what Emily was saying. I guess my loser is just, you know, we just had so many teams that requested August 20th bye weeks. So we just, you know, it was a nice, like, intro back into football, but it probably won't feel like true TSL football until next week when we have everybody showing up.
Playing from 9 to 4.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. With full fields, you know, we're going to be breaking out field 5 for most of the rest of the year. So, you know,
that's exciting, though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's it for me.
We got a couple losers of the week. First one goes to Vaspian for forfeiting week one, and they're struggling with roster stuff like that right now. And turn in your rosters. Like, you didn't do it yet. Just get it done. We told you, like, 8 times. Like, we've been pretty good with it, but now you're forfeiting stuff. So now you make me worry, Kevin. Don't make me worry. I don't like that. Who else out there? Topper. Topper gets it because he didn't show up week one when he really was doing nothing. This is one of the weeks he could have showed up, and he could have been here. And he could have been here for the podcast giving us stats of games he didn't even watch, which is what he would normally have done because he didn't watch the games anyway. No, I kid about that. Any other real losers? The sun, that was brutal, for sure. It was super hot out. But so anybody who didn't wear sunscreen, you're also losing the week.
George did say the bees.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The bar.
The bees at the bar. Right. The bees at the bar are the biggest loser. For people who were wondering why there was nobody outside the bar, like, serving drinks, it's because there's been a bee issue, which we noticed last year a little bit, but they sprayed once, didn't really work out. Sprayed again. People are, like, bartenders are getting stung, so nobody wanted to work outside. They brought all their registers inside, all this other stuff, because there's just too much. So, supposedly, now everything's kind of, like, close to good, so next week shouldn't be a problem. But it was fine, because it wasn't too bad, because most people were in the bar watching the Bills game anyway.
Yeah.
Near the end of the day, so it kind of worked out. But yeah, the bees can go right to hell, too, which they might be all dead out there, hopefully. So that was a problem. So that brings us to our final thoughts, which, of course, you guys already know the drill here. I don't really have to explain it to you, but for the people listening at home, this is our final thought. It could be anything about the league, life in general, whatever you really want it to be. Garrett, sorry, bud. You're just that one.
Yeah. I'll go one about the league and one about life.
Go for it, bud.
Jeff Kroll, big ups for taking over.
Big ups.
As much as, you know, again, it's a group effort, but just as simple as just every week thinking about how Topper for 20 years now has been showing up to the fields every Saturday with a car full of shit, like, ready to go. First one here, that's a big responsibility. Like, I've slept in during the playoffs once before, so imagine if I did that with all the cones and shit. So, big ups, man. I can't even remember like my jersey half the time, so awesome. And then I I want to remind everyone to be proud of this league. I think sometimes you get down on yourself. I always try to be thankful for what I have and pride, like pride of something, proud about something. So like this league is one of those things like you can be thankful for and so proud about. Like I'm proud about my friends, the family I have, the relationships I've built, and this league is a big part about that. So it's like, I show up to the league, it's like, you know, a bunch of people are good to, you know, happy to see me, I laugh with them, and that feels so fucking cool. So, you know, this should be a source of pride for a lot of people that play in it, that are good energy, that, you know, have just made friends and wives and stuff like that, and husbands, so be proud of the TSL.
Absolutely. All right, Emily, on to you.
All right, mine is about football, but not about football. So I am a part of a board for Next Gen Scholarship Foundation, and it is a we are working to send first generation people to college who don't necessarily have the funds to do it and don't know how to raise the funds to do it. Derek Pugh actually started this, and I joined the board. With that, I will be selling football squares this Saturday at football. They're $25 a square. I have to sell 100 of them. So come out and buy a square for me for a good cause. And you will win some money, hopefully.
That's awesome. He'll buy all of them, but yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's cool.
You'll sell out knowing
bring your 20, yeah.
The way they supported my sister's thing.
Bring your 25 bucks, people. We got some squares to buy.
Yeah. And like the payout is 125 for first and third, and I think 300 for half and 500 for fourth, but I will double check that and have correct info by football.
Perfect. Awesome. People, get ready to buy some squares. I'm sure people will do it anyway. Shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you have to say? I feel like you should have some thoughts.
I don't know. I feel like my brain's kind of a little muddled just with all of the stuff that went into getting week one to go off.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just a lot of stuff behind the scenes. You know, I guess the only thing I'll say is that, Joe, I think you and I are similar. We're probably all similar at this table. When we're in the off season and there's no football on Saturday, you know, it's cool to do other stuff and have time to have other activities. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It feels empty for me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, this is what my Saturdays are for. I look forward to this all week. On Monday, I'm looking forward to Saturday already, you know, seeing my friends, you know, playing with my teammates, all that stuff. So it's just great to have it back. I'm just super excited to be here every Saturday now. I know that, you know, like we've all said, like there's a lot of work that goes into this, especially with, you know, Topper kind of taking a backseat this session, but it's just great to see everybody again.
Right. I mean, I'll just jump on it for mostly mine. Like I've said it on this podcast 100 trillion times, like this is a family, and this has been my family since 2013, 2014. I don't know. Jeff's got the spreadsheet somewhere, but the point is like, I don't do anything on Saturdays. And then I'll go disc golf and I'll find things to do. I mean, it's the summer, so like it's not hard to figure shit out to do. But at the same time, you're like, man, kind of want football to be happening, et cetera, et cetera. And now, like, here we are in the fall. Things are getting even better because, like, now we're playing Breakfast Club. But Breakfast Club's still one of my favorite things about it. And now I get to play Breakfast Club in the fall, too, which is cool. So I don't have to wait longer for that. I love that part. And I'm just going to be here at, you know, 8:45 until, well, I guess, question mark, like every week. But it's just good to have it back, to know where I'm going to be. My life gets more regimented when football exists because it's like I know what I'm doing Saturday, and then I know that now we got to figure out guests for the podcast and when are we going to do it and what day can we do it. And it's always a little harder in the fall because the NFL season kicks on. So as soon as that happens, Sundays are out the window because nobody's going to want to come do that. I don't want to come do it when I'm going to be watching football and paying attention to my fantasy teams and all that other jazz. But this offseason was something else. To those who have mentioned that it was a little rushed, yeah, it was. I would say that. I would say that the earlier than normal start to the season, plus the fact that Jeff had to be greedy and go to Europe for 2 months.
I was really selfish about taking a honeymoon, yeah.
2 months on this honeymoon, and Topper's trying to quit the league completely at the time, which, again, that's a riot. I mean, Jeff will tell you, we won't get too into it, but like,
couldn't have just gone to the Finger Lakes.
Topper has been great this offseason because, like, 1 minute he's like done with the league for forever, and then the next day he's like, well, I think
the next day he's super helpful.
He couldn't love it more. He's just in and out. He's so funny. Like, he even had FOMO on Saturday where he was like, so how'd everything go? What's going on? But, you know, I talked to him a little bit. You know,
I think that's a testament to, you know, you guys, you know, that he's been working to for a while, that he trusts it, because I'm sure he wants to take a step back, especially if he's on vacation. Mm-hmm. I think it just makes sense to him. This is the session to do it, if anything. And I think it's obviously it speaks about you guys and Travis and Val and all the other people that have helped him for a while, so.
Right.
You know.
And then, like, so now we got the podcast going. I had to go to Sanborn to get all the equipment here, which you can tell is, if you've ever done a podcast before, you know we got kind of a decent setup here, but it's still a lot of shit to lug around. And we did that. I know that, like, for the season, we're going to have lots of fun. I can't wait for that. Things will be good. We're going to have, apparently, football squares during the season.
Yes.
The TSL Fantasy Football League that a lot of people are in will be going, so we can battle for the Leonard T. Elba III Memorial Championship. I think I got the T right. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun there. I know that Topper had gotten the Sentinel to come back to write this year, so I know that that should have been out, but I don't know when you're going to listen to this anyway, because I have to make a new intro. But either way, like, more of our random bullshit will be happening. If anybody, I had spoken to a few people last year who I asked them if they wanted to write a random article, just like how they feel, whatever they want, just their own, like a Players Tribune for the TSL. Like, that doesn't have to be under like a pseudonym or anything like that. Is that the right word?
It's the right word.
All right, cool. So either way, like that, like if you just wanted to write and say how you feel about things, like, go for it, and we'll put it up on like a Wednesday. Who cares? You know, like, it was because it'd just be great to have more content. And we had some ideas for the website to make it better that we didn't really have time to do. But maybe we'll get to that at some point. But things are looking up. Hey, we're the best for a reason, and that's why everybody loves to try to copy us. So with that, I'm going to talk to you guys later. I'm Joe Cabe. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Jeff. We'll be here every week, God willing. And it'll be a blast. So to everybody who wasn't at the fields, I can't wait to see you on Saturday, even though I guess I won't really be here. It's irrelevant. And to everybody who was here, thank you. And I can't wait to see you guys later. Let's have a great season, and that's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
In the pitch black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun duck to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could kill the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.